Late last night, the democratically controlled Vermont House of Representatives almost did the unthinkable. The body nearly passed a proposal put forth by the Republican Governor Phil Scott that would drastically overhaul the collective bargaining process for public school teachers. The measure failed by the slimmest of margins, but the vote has changed the political calculus in Montpelier on an issue that may well lead to a budget veto. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
Democratic leaders in the House and Senate could not have been firmer in their opposition to Governor Phil Scott's proposal. Scott wants a statewide contract for teacher health care benefits and says the change would allow Vermont to save $26 million a year in education costs. House and Senate leadership say the plan is an attack on the bargaining rights of organized labor, and they say Vermont can still get those savings under the existing collective bargaining structure. A surprising number of House Democrats, however, were unwilling to follow their speaker's lead. Here's Waterbury Representative Teresa Wood.
It really did provide a positive opportunity to not hurt teachers, to keep them whole, to help taxpayers, and to change the course a bit that I think is needed.
Wood was among 16 Democrats and 6 independents who joined House Republicans in voting for an amendment that would have instituted the governor's plan. The vote failed in a 74-74 tie that required House Speaker Mitzi Johnson to take the unusual step of casting a vote on the House floor. Wood's assessment of Scott's proposal mirrors the governor's messaging on this issue, and she isn't the only Democrat who buys into Scott's logic.
I am not the type of representative that will put aside a good idea just because of who presents it.
That's Rockingham Representative Matt Treber.
So I did not see this as an attack on unions, but instead an ability to really create a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save some money.
And with 20% of the House Democratic caucus peeling off in favor of Scott's plan, the Republican governor says the winds in Montpelier are beginning to shift.
If anybody had wagered the odds of that 2 weeks ago, I don't think they would have come to that conclusion. So my guess is we're building momentum.
House Speaker Johnson says the vote does not signal a fracture in her caucus's resolve.
I think what we saw yesterday was the incredible pressure that so many communities are feeling about our property taxes.
Johnson says the Democrats' counterproposal to Scott's plan leaves bargaining at the school district level and directs any savings to local property tax relief. And she says that proposal won far more support in a vote that came later on Wednesday night.
And I think a lot of the tension yesterday was about people just wanting to know there's a solution. But the thing is, there aren't easy solutions to any of these things.
Senate Majority Leader Becca Ballant says that she's, quote, disappointed in the closeness of the House vote. And no matter where the House is at, Ballant says the Senate is a firewall against passage of Phil Scott's plan.
It doesn't have a chance in the Senate. And so it is, from our perspective, a bit of a waste of time to go down that road.
But experienced statehouse lobbyists say the Republican governor has put Democratic lawmakers in a political jam.
Even though his proposal came out late, he definitely had a strong message when he came out with his proposal.
That's Amy Schollenberger, owner of Action Circles, a Montpelier-based lobbying and consulting firm.
Whether you agreed with it or not, he had a compelling case with his talking points around $26 million for taxpayers.
Kevin Ellis is a partner at Ellis Mills Public Affairs and has been lobbying in the State House for 25 years.
This is a smart move by Governor Scott, politically, it seems to me. It's the governor putting the Democrats in a pickle.
A tie vote on the governor's proposal in a House of Representatives dominated by Democrats has only complicated their situation. And if the issue does lead to a gubernatorial veto, then Ellis says Democrats are going to have their work cut out for them when it comes to winning the larger political battle. With legislators set to adjourn this Saturday, lawmakers and the governor will decide in short order whether that veto session will come to pass.